You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the WayFM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting Way FM.
Stories served with a side of Southern sass.
You're breaking my hair!
I mean charm. Here's Betty Rock.
In the last month, terms like quiet quitting and quiet firing have gone viral. And if you don't know what they mean, quiet quitting is pretty much just doing the bare minimum needed to keep your job and refusing to go the extra mile. It's pretty much being passive aggressive.
Yeah, I know it's something that Wally would be very disappointed if that was our work. We wouldn't be here if that was our work effort.
Yeah, I don't think so. And quiet firing is your boss making your work life miserable just so you'll quit instead of them having to fire you.
Which is really sad.
Yeah, I kind of find that funny because it seems like most people, if they find themselves in a boss situation, they don't really mind having to fire somebody.
I know.
Maybe not. I don't know. But now there's a new work term getting some attention. It's called overemployed. So what does it mean? It means you're able to keep two full-time jobs going without either employer knowing about the other.
And that's something that's so interesting because I love this job. We put in the good 40 hours a week and it's exhausting. Like you get to your weekend and you're like, I'm glad it's Friday. I'm ready to get done and get home and spend time with my family, my dogs. I can't imagine putting another 40 in at another job.
Well, yeah, and you're right on the... Yeah, and you're right on the money because it says there are advantages, like you have two full-time paychecks.
Oh, yeah.
So if you find yourself in debt, then you're quicker to get out of it.
Take that.
But of course, like you said, the drawback is typically longer work days. So maybe this is good for someone who has kids that are out of the house or maybe they're single. You know, I don't know. But if being overemployed still sounds good to you, there is a website you can go to. It's called overemployed.com, and it can help you find that second job. There's also a thread on there on Reddit that it's people talking about being overemployed.
Okay.
There are some people on there that are praising it, but I'm seeing a lot of people that are like, I'm having this job number two is driving me crazy.
Well, I can see that, you know, again, like you said, like trying to work off debt or if you want a certain lifestyle, I definitely can understand that. But I feel like after a month or a year of you trying to push hard, I could see a lot of people like burning out because of it.
That's very true. Yeah. And if you want that certain lifestyle, you need to have the time to actually
live
that lifestyle.
You don't have that.
Yeah, exactly. But if you want to check it out, it's overemployed.com.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. We know the news can be heavy at times. That's why we like to do good news giddy up. So, Gavin, you go first.
There was a doctor in India. He was on his way to a gallbladder surgery when he got stuck in traffic. So he actually ditched his car and he ran the last 2 miles to get there on time.
Dadgum.
I don't run in general. And then he had to perform a surgery after running. So good on him.
Yeah, I mean, that's going the extra mile.
Oof.
Literally. Well, and I've got a good news, too. There is a guy who is in his 20s. He was in his last year of veterinarian school. And he was seeing how it was just taking a toll on his mental health. So he decided to take a break. And he wanted to see all the national parks around the country. But he decided to ask his grandma if she would accompany him.
Aww.
And like so many senior citizens, she was feeling forgotten and left out. So she decided to go with him. Well, they have one more park left. They started in 2015 and they have one more park left. But through all of this, she was getting first time experiences with things and she wasn't taking it easy.
The fact that she came along with me at age 85 and went camping for the first time, she went whitewater rafting in class 3 rapids in Alaska. So really our message is no matter how old you are, life is still happening and make that adventure happen.
Wow. At 85 years old.
Yeah. And now I believe she's 91.
Wow. And still going.
Yeah, still
That's impressive.
Going. But I just think it's so precious. I mean, anything that has to do with senior citizens, it just makes me sobby. So I love that this is doing something for their relationship. I think that's awesome. And that's your good news. Giddy up.
Here's Professor Wally with some exciting news.
Your education is the one thing that no one can take from you, and it's important now more than ever to make sure that you have what you need to remain competitive in a shifting economy. To help get you started, Colorado Christian University is offering you the chance to win a $10,000 or a $5,000 scholarship to Colorado Christian University online. You can even get a $1,000 scholarship just for entering. So how do they enter, Betty?
Just go to ccu.edu/wayfm and fill out a short form and you're in. It's that easy.
Don't just dream about going back to school. Do it. Right now, you have a chance to win a $10,000 or a $5,000 scholarship to Colorado Christian University online.
And this opportunity will end on September 16th, so you don't want to miss out. Enter today by texting CCU to 91979. That's CCU to 91979. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Uplifting Way FM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Gavin.
I think in life we all probably have expectations for ourselves when it comes to reaching certain milestones by a certain age, but I think that that's very different for everyone. Like for me personally, I plan on being a dad actually by the time I turn 30, which is still 4 years from now, but for my dad, he had me when he was 25 years old, which
is
weird for me to think that I'm older than my dad was when he had me, so that's weird for me. And then I found this list, actually, of things that people say that you should do or be striving for by the time you turn 40. And Betty, I know you're not supposed to talk about a woman's age.
Yeah, but I'm getting close to 40, and definitely according to the world's standards, I probably haven't done enough, so it's going to be interesting to see where I line up on
sure.
this.
Sure, and by the way, I think you're killing life.
Thank you.
By the way.
Thank you.
But this list does have a few things that I think are interesting. So there's random life events they think you should have had by now. There's owning a pet, which you've
did
had
it?
Multiple of.
Yeah.
Currently have a cute little Beanie Boo kitty cat. The try to be a vegetarian. Have you ever tried that?
No, because Chick-fil-A is a thing. How I mean, I'm just set up to fail.
And you live with a vegan, which is interesting.
Yeah.
And she's had like somewhat of a healthy impact on you, but
she has,
not going to pry you away from, I think, God's calling in your life,
right.
Which is Chick-fil-A focused. Then there was traveling. Tell me if you've done some of this stuff. Visit another continent.
I get confused on what's continent, what's country, what's all the things. I've been to like different third world countries because of Compassion International or Cure. But so I have experience with that.
That is another continent. It was in Africa.
Winning.
You've been on a cruise. I know you've done that.
Went to Alaska.
That I'm so jealous of. Go whale watching.
We tried, but no whales showed up.
That's
my fault.
That's on the whales.
Right.
And then fly first class at least one time in your life.
I would love to do that.
That sounds amazing.
I have never gotten that opportunity. But then again, I'm sure if I flew more, that opportunity might present itself. I just don't fly enough.
Sure.
But I don't know if I want to shell out the money to get it.
No.
But then again, I mean, I've been on those international flights, and I would pay good money.
The elbow room.
Oh.
What a nice thing. And
yes.
Then lastly, there was career-related things, and I know you've done a lot of this. Earn a degree. You have two of those.
2 degrees. Okay.
This is a question. Get fired? Is that, like, get fired?
I have.
You have.
I was fired from a chiropractic office. I was supposed to like be their front desk, whatever, and I refused to get my get adjusted, to get aligned by one of their chiropractors because it freaked me out, and so they fired me because of that.
I think that was smart on your end. And then this last one. Curious what you think. Land your dream job?
I think I did it.
Oh, good.
I
well
did
done.
It.
Well
now,
done.
Now, did I land my dream coworkers?
Oh.
A friend of mine came over to my house the other day with his 8-year-old and 5-year-old, and I blew their minds. Hey, it's Wally. I took a bunch of coins from our change jar and buried them in the backyard. We then used a metal detector to find buried treasure. I have never seen two kids freak out that much in their lives. They thought they found pirate treasure. Well, recently I went on my own treasure hunt, and I was just as excited. I talked to United Faith Mortgage about doing a cash-out refinance, and this is where you take some of the equity that's buried in your house, much like a pirate treasure chest, and you turn it into cash to use use however you want. And with home prices being so high all across the country, you could have quite a little treasure on your hands. But the secret to any good treasure hunt is the map, and my friends at United Faith Mortgage know how to help you find the X that marks the spot. You could use your treasure to fix up your house, start a home business, pay off some bills, or have some cash for a rainy day. So talk to United Faith Mortgage to find your home's buried treasure. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Just when you thought the Wally Show couldn't get any better, here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
What's considered by some as TV's biggest night, the Emmys, turned out to be a complete disappointment according to viewership. Ooh. Now, I can't even remember the last time I watched the Emmys. What about you?
I think I like the Grammys. I like the Oscars a little bit more because we had the Will Smith fiasco there. Oh. As long as there wasn't, you know, an event like that last night, I wasn't going to see or hear about any of it, really.
Right, exactly. Well, the 74th Annual Emmy Awards saw a 25% decrease in viewers when compared to the amount of viewers watching last year. So still, the awards show, they attracted 5.9 million viewers. That's a lot.
That's still a lot of people.
Yeah, that's a lot of people. But just because they watched doesn't mean they were pleased. So they were also asked to give an overall rating. And the 2022 Emmys received an overall 1.0 rating among adults, which is the lowest score they've ever received.
And it's interesting because they put this event on to honor and award the shows and everything for doing the good job that they did do. But at the same time, they want this to be a good show as well.
Yeah, that's true. But to me, like, are we starting to see where award shows are shouldn't be a thing anymore?
Maybe, or maybe it's just, yeah, not handed out on a four-hour television event series. Maybe it's just announced online, because online, everything's moving to Twitter, to Instagram. Maybe you just do a quick little live on there to announce the winners.
Yeah, I just don't know. I don't know how they're going to fix this. And I'm also wondering, too, if, you know, some were hypothesizing that Will Smith and the Chris Rock thing, you know, like, what was that for? The Oscars?
That was for the Oscars, yes.
Okay. So they were hypothesizing that maybe that was done to get more viewers or to get people talking about the Oscars more.
Oh, absolutely.
So I wouldn't be surprised if the Emmys could do something like that where they cause some drama because it could cause some publicity, and then because I'm guaranteeing that when the Oscars happen next time, people are going to be watching.
Oh, they are. And even though, you know, Will Smith can't go to the Oscars for about 10 years because of the ban that they have on him, people remember that kind of stuff and they're like, what could happen this year? Are they going to try and top it?
Right, exactly. And I mean, honestly, if I'm being honest with myself and you, I wouldn't mind seeing another slap.
No, I can come over there right now.
No, that's not what I meant.
If you love the music on Way FM,
this is probably like my favorite,
but have heard a new song and want to know more, here's what's new on Way with Betty Rock.
The last song we heard from artist and American Idol alumni Colton Dixon was Miracles. I don't give it goes, just happen like that, happen like that, happen like that. You can see the stars align, but I know that it's more than timing. This one is still a bop.
Oh, yeah, no, I love this song, absolutely. And I like most of Colton Dixon's music because it has a flair of dance, but it also maintains a lot of, I think, good spiritual lessons and everything like that as well.
That's true. And I also saw him on Winter Jam, and he did awesome. He was pretty amazing.
He has a really good stage presence and really good hair as well.
That's true. But he's put out another song, and this one's a bit slower, but it's still impactful with a great message, like you were saying, and it's called Build a Boat. I will build a boat. To to this song. It says, I will build a boat in the sand where they say it never rains. I will stand up in faith. I'll do anything it takes. So it kind of has a Noah vibe to it.
Oh, absolutely.
And talking about the song, Colton Dixon said the concept is, quote, stepping out in faith before you see the miracle of whatever it is that God has promised. If he's telling you something or he's put something on your heart, step out and do it. And I think a lot of us need to get that encouragement every now and then, that reminder, because a lot about our faith is faith.
Is faith,
you
yes.
know, and trusting what you can't see. So if you're needing a bit of encouragement today, here's Colton Dixon's Build a Boat on Uplifting Way FM.
I've been wandering through the desert, ain't seen a cloud in forever over me, but I believe your rain is coming. Yeah, I've been hanging on to high hopes, 'cause you're the one who's making dry bones come to life. You're the light I put my trust in.
Being the parent of like a little kid, I think, has gotten a lot harder than when I was raising my daughter. She's 23 now, and man, I got to tell you, the decisions you have to make and the things you have to monitor and protect your children from today has gotten a lot harder. What do you give them that's still entertaining but also aligns with your values? You know, we've talked about Way FM being a product that you don't have to filter, but like if you got Netflix in your house, you got to have the filter on.
And even Disney Plus, you have the same problem.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Disney Plus has been disappointing to me as a parent. And some of the things they've chose to put on there, and like, you gotta watch it, you know? And that's why it's so nice to have something. If I was raising little kids, I would do PureFlix subscription, man, because you've got content on there that you're not having to filter out. And as a parent, I mean, I know we want to be involved in our kids' lives, but sometimes you need to park them in front of the TV and take 10 minutes to yourself. That's why PureFlix is a great option for families. You got family stuff, obviously. They're even dabbling in some drama. Yes, and PureFlix originals. Like, I saw the movie on their Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, and I have to tell you,
you cried.
I did. There was three times. Not once, three times.
I did.
I wept, and I was moved, and it was a great movie. And I think if I was raising my child now, I think PureFlix would be definitely a part of my family's entertainment plan.
So if you'd like to try PureFlix, text PURE, that's P-U-R-E, to 91979 to get your 1 week free trial. Faith and Family Entertainment with no ads on your favorite devices. Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.